And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Let's do some stupid. How about that? Stupid news on The Point. Three stupid stories that will make you feel better about yourself. I guarantee they will today. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories. Conway and Searcy, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. At U.S. Truck, they specialize in camper shells and bed covers. You can visit them in store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. All right, I love a stupid bank robber story. Let's start with this one. Stupid bank robber walked into a bank, handed the teller a robbery note, but his handwriting was so bad, the teller couldn't read it. So she's standing there trying to decipher his chicken scratch. He's getting more and more impatient. He finally just takes off and leaves. And by the time she figured out it was a robbery note, he'd already given up and left. So he got nothing. You'll get nothing and like it. Next up, we got another criminal mastermind. This guy robbed a Dollar Tree store and actually got away with about $2,000. Unfortunately, he forgot one tiny little detail about robbing the Dollar Tree, and that was he never put on his mask before walking into the store. He walked in, mask in hand, not on his face, robbed the place. Two customers that were in the store recognized him, and when police showed up, the customers told police exactly who he was. They said, it was this guy, here's his name. Officers went right to his house and arrested him. Apparently, he understood the steal part of the plan, but not the hide your identity, put the mask on part of the plan, I guess. Finally, one from the Stupid News Hall of Fame. This one's going to leave you shaking your head. A couple of stupid property managers who make those two robbers we just talked about look like geniuses. Okay, the property managers cleaning out a closed restaurant that wanted to get rid of the odor that was in the restaurant. So they used one of those air freshener cans that you started and it sprays continuously until it's empty. Instructions say to use one can. They used 100 cans inside that restaurant, all with the doors closed and the windows closed. The fumes from the air freshener just kept building up and building up and building up until they reached the water heater, hit that pilot light, and boom, the whole place exploded. Good news is nobody was killed. Bad news is insurance doesn't cover things like stupidity, so they're probably going to have to fix it themselves. They're not going to get any insurance money out of that deal. That is your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.